We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul and Jordana, David Josephson back from Ireland. The prodigal son and global traveler is back in our midst.
He's almost sobered up, too, from all that Guinness.
Okay, easy.
Wow, wow.
He had a great time.
That's harsh.
He had a great time.
Good to have you back, Dave.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Sitting, I'll say that again with feeling.
Yeah, right?
It is good to be
after a several hundred-yard line at the Dallas airport yesterday to get through immigration that caused us to miss our flight and spend four extra hours in Dallas, it is nice to be here.
Yeah. Ouch.
Well, that's
ouch.
Our top trender of the day, that David is back, but a couple of other ones that we are keeping our eyes on. Senator Warren was in town wooing Democratic voters. She talked about minimum wage. She talked about uses of multinational corporations. She talked about her numerous plans for things like free college and health care. And she attracted quite a crowd, about 12,000 folks.
She also prefaced her Minnesota visit yesterday with a tweet announcing her opposition to the Enbridge Line 3 oil pipeline project. She said, this is from Elizabeth Warren, the Line 3 pipeline would threaten Minnesota's public waters, lands, and agricultural areas important to several tribal nations. She also talked about supporting the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And she opened a nearly hour-long speech in front of 12,000 at McAllister by telling about her own parents' financial struggles when she was a kid and how that really helped to inform her quest to help the nation's working families.
The Star Tribune questioned if Amy Klobuchar made a speech here, would she attract 12,000 people? But Paul did point out that, you know, we've seen Amy before. We know Amy. She's our senator. So Senator Warren's only been here once.
Yeah. If Amy went to Massachusetts, could she attract 12,000?
Awesome.
I think so. I hope so.
Other big trender today for us is this business roundtable.
Right.
Yesterday, a group representing the country's most powerful CEOs released a statement that redefined the purpose of a corporation. Paul, the old mantra was that the shareholders' interests always come first, but now it's different.
It's different. It's not just return on investment to the investors. It's customers, it's employees, suppliers, communities, the environment, all stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
And again, why are they doing this? Well, increasingly, young people want to buy products and work for companies that have a well-defined corporate responsibility practice.
And
what do they stand for?
Yeah, do they have a mission? They're been putting positive things into the universe.
How are they trying to improve the world? What are they doing to improve their communities? Not just about making money.
That's
it's
right.
What else are you doing? I see it when we hire people for our small companies out in Eden Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
They quiz us.
Yeah.
We ask them questions.
What's your philanthropy?
And then they say,
what are you doing?
Exactly.
How are you giving back? How are you being a positive, productive member of the community? I totally get it. We love it. Paul and I love it. We just hope to see them walk the walk and in the practices.
Well, again, and younger people have different expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough just to have a good product or a good service. What do you stand for? How are you making things better?
Another big story that we were following, you heard a little bit about it in Laura's news. Jim Nash came on with us exclusively today, Representative Jim Nash, to talk about almost $80 million overcharged in fees to people like you and me and anybody who is building a house or putting on a garage or any kind of construction. These building permit fees were charged to folks by their cities. Like, let's say a building permit would normally cost you, I don't know, $1,200. They would tack on another $1,000 or a couple of hundred and use that money to renovate the town hall.
As sort of a slush fund, right? Whatever the city needed, but this may or may not have been disclosed to local city residents.
Exactly.
And it wasn't just Corcoran. I don't think Representative Nash was just picking on Corcoran.
Absolutely.
There was a long, long list of suburbs and cities that have been doing this to the tune of $78 million. And he's asking for a refund.
Yeah. well, they should get refunded. Because I said to him, I said, so basically, are these people screwed? And here is Representative Jim Nash's response.
Well, I'm not going to use the word city of Corcoran trying to screw people, but they certainly overcharge them.
Well, because he's just a whole lot nicer than me, too.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way.
Yeah, good point.
And they overcharged them and then went on to use that money to make City Hall improvements and acknowledged that they funded a portion of that City Hall improvement with overage from permit fees. And if you're truly going to be transparent, which is what we want government to be, we want them to say, hey, if Paul, you've just built a new house in pick a place, Waconia, and your permit fee from the third-party permit inspector folks that are out there is $1,400, we're going to put, pick a number, $100 of staff time from the city of Waconia on top of that, and that's what you pay. But what happened in Corcoran and in some other cities as well, that's not what turned out. So they put thousands of dollars over and above. And what they're doing is they're making, I hate the word slush fund, but they're making a slush fund to build things like an improvement to City Hall or other things that they may wish to, that realistically, and this is as a former mayor, you guys might remember that, as a former mayor, we would put important projects into a thing called the CIP plan, the Capital Improvement Plan. And we would say, hey, we need to make some improvements to City Hall. It's going to cost about this much money.
Mm-hmm.
We need to begin accruing that money. And the way we accrue money is through the levy. And we vote on the levy. We propose the preliminary levy in September. We have meetings that are open to the public. We then have the final levy in December. And before that meeting, we have a thing called the Truth in Taxation meeting, or whatever they're calling it today. It's when the public can come and ask questions about anything they want. It could be, hey, why are you painting fire hydrants? It could be that benign. Or it could be, why are you spending millions of dollars on improving City Hall?
So this...
But none of that happened.
Right.
Keep that in mind. People didn't get a chance to do that.
People demand accountability,
yeah,
and transparency, and you want to know what your money is going
exactly
towards, right?
It's great it's going to the building inspector's salary. I understand there's an administrative fee, but a couple hundred or $1,000 to repaint the walls in City Hall? I might want to vote on that.
$78 million, Representative Nash is helping to lead the charge at the legislature to see if homeowners who build homes can get any kind of a refund.
That's right.
For again, not completely disclosing what these fees were and what the overages were. And it all goes to affordability. Here at a time, you know, we used to be one of the more affordable places in the country for housing.
Correct.
And now, according to Representative Nash, we're 25th on the list.
And things like this, the adding the money into the building permit fees, which adds to your property
it's just
taxes.
Another tax.
Exactly. Adds to your mortgage. He says we're pricing ourselves out. You know, if it, another $3,000-$4,000 on each home, you're pricing people out.
It makes a real difference. Absolutely.
It really does. So really interesting stuff today from him. He sent over the whole report, which and he said, go and ask your mayor. If you built something, I guess, in the past few years, go and ask your mayor, did I get screwed out of this money?
And again, we are moving heaven and you know what to try to get this on.
It'll
our
be up on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page
as quickly as Absolutely. Possible. So you can see, but he rattled off all the towns and a lot of cities impacted by this.
When we get back, we're going to speak with Henry Lake, who is over at the stadium talking about he's ready for his first pitch, which starts at 6 o'clock here, because then there's the Twins pregame at 6:30 and the actual first pitch of the game coming up at 7:10. So we'll check in with Henry right after the break. Henry Lake is over at Target Field. I can't wait to get over there for the Twins game tonight. I know they're going to beat the White Sox tonight. We're going to come back.
Don't jinx it, Jordana.
Hey, what, so you're coming to the ball game
I
tonight?
I am coming to the ball game. I'm pretty excited.
So that means that we're guaranteed a victory.
See, I would say so, too. I'm trying to think how many games I've been to and if they've won every single one. I'm going to go with yes.
Well, I'm not going to put the pressure on you that they have to win tonight, but I just knowing that Jordana's going to be in the stadium tonight, I think that we're up for victory.
Just having that calming effect on the players that Jor is here.
See, now why are you trying to bring Jordana down? down, Paul.
She's watching over us. We've been blessed by Jordana.
I'll be eating a kosher hot dog, drinking a lot of beer. So it's all good. I'm going to be enjoying my time at the game anyway.
Should be easy to spot, yeah.
She's going to be lit.
That's right.
You guys had me cracking up yesterday with that segment of talking about all those different terms.
He did well. Paul did well.
Yeah.
Maybe better than you would have done, Henry.
I'd survive like 12 minutes and then I'd be...
I know.
Hey, Max Kepler is back, right? But
yes.
A lot of uncertainty lingers over Byron Buxton. No idea when he might be back.
Yeah, you know, no one really knows quite yet because that shoulder, he's still recovering from that and he's taking some swings and we'll see eventually at what point he's going to get back in the lineup. But, you know, hopefully it could be before the end of the month, knock on wood. Maybe early September, but, you know, the season's starting to really wind down and it's getting away from us. So hopefully Byron will be back soon. But, yeah, it's nice to see Max Kepler back into the lineup. You know, over the weekend he had to be removed because of the he just wasn't feeling well in the heat. And that's always an interesting situation when you have to battle those type of extreme, you know, weather conditions. What was it, 102 over the weekend for one of those games and 100 for the other? So it's nice to have Max Kepler back in the lineup because he's been an absolute stud this year.
Absolutely. Well, we will keep our fingers crossed, and in spite of Jordana being at Target Field this evening, I think they got a good shot.
Henry, you know, saved me beer.
You know what you're doing, Paul, right now?
What?
You are throwing shade.
You know what? There you go. Well done with your Gen Z slang. Well done, Henry.
Throwing shade. All right. I'm writing this down.
Thanks, Henry. Enjoy the game, Jordana.
You're the best. I will.
See you, buddy. All right. And not to be forgotten, our Minnesota Vikings, what's going on in training camp? Our very own Mike Max has an update.
The Minnesota Vikings know this. The defense is pretty much intact. Anthony Harris started enough games last year, and they liked him enough that they made him the starting safety, replacing Andrew Sendejo. So he's fairly comfortable with what's expected of him.
I guess, Anthony, technically it's the end of training camp today, although it doesn't really maybe feel like it for a player, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's been great, you know, getting out here, having the fans come out each day to support us, you know. On some beautiful days like today, even on a rainy day, just to get out there, kind of have that environment. But the last open practice kind of feels like it's wrapping up, but we know we're going to, you know, continue to get back out here each day and get better. So, you know, just take it in each day and get better each day.
After you've learned a defense and you've learned this defense, then what is it that you're trying to do every practice? What's next?
I mean, you can always keep learning, keep improving. You know, first learn your position. You know, learn the guys, you know, on the other side, learn the guys that are at the different levels, at linebacker and the defensive line, knowing where they fit so you can play off of them. And then once you get to that point, you know, where you think you learn everything, you know, just continue to pick the coaches' brains, continue to pick the other veterans, and then pay it back, you know. Take those younger guys that are coming in behind you and, you know, try to teach them the different wrinkles, you know. And once they get their assignment, try to teach them the things that they can learn to play off each other around them and get better that way.
What's the one thing usually that they need to be taught that surprises them?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, it changes week in and week out. You know, the one thing, you know, you always got to remind them is just, you know, stay within your technique, you know, stay within your coaching, and then always just look to get better.
Anthony Harris making it with the Minnesota Vikings as safety. With the Vikings at training camp, I'm Mike Max, WCCO Radio Sports.
So, Paul and Jordana here. Look, we all get a lot of grief for living here in January and February. I mean, it's a steady stream of emails and phone calls and texts. Are you okay? And
yeah, it bites.
It becomes a little more militant. How can you live there?
I know, right?
How does anybody live there?
Have you left the house in 5 days? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Have you hoarded bread and milk?
So you develop a complex, and after a while, I start to think, wow, yeah, maybe I am living in a forbidden place where people shouldn't be living. And no, we don't plug our cars in anymore.
No, we don't. And our kids still go to the bus stop most days.
We have cable. We have electricity. Yeah. You know, most days things are okay.
I mean, we have a couple of bunkers, but we don't always get in them in the winter.
Exactly. We were in the bunker earlier today, in fact, when those storms
rain,
came
my
through.
Gosh, I was in my Ark.
But I noticed that the high tomorrow in Palm Springs is going to be 117.
Ooh, that's hot.
Air temperature. Now, granted, it's dry air. The dew point is low in the 30s, but yeah, 117 is still stinking hot.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I'm guessing it's about that hot.
The short answer is no.
Maybe.
But somebody who's directly impacted by this heat, and there is an excessive heat warning in effect for Palm Springs. You know it's bad when they issue a warning for the desert.
Yeah, right.
Paul Majors, the one and only.
Sure.
How you doing, Paulie?
Good, you?
I'm a hot mess.
I love that Turkish prison line just
now. That's true. I bet it's that hot in that Turkish prison, man. That can't be fun.
Can you imagine? No, I can't imagine, actually.
That can't be fun.
So,
how do you live there? I mean, oh my gosh,
yeah.
Can you go outside?
Are you okay?
That sounds horrible. Are you okay?
Yeah, we're worried about you. Should we send the National Guard? I mean, how do people cope with the intense heat? We're used to the cold. We have coping mechanisms. What do you do, Paul? You spent a lot of time in Minnesota, but now you're in Palm Springs enjoying the good life. How do you survive out there?
Boy, you just scared the hell out of me, frankly. You know what I always say, Doug? I always tell people when people ask me, well, you know, what do you do when August rolls around? And I just look at them. I say, do they evacuate Phoenix, Arizona? It's the same weather. It's, you know, it's like anything. You acclimate, as you well know. I mean, you guys know. I always used to chuckle when I'd see guys on motorcycles in the springtime when it was 35 degrees.
You
know, winter was coming to an end, and then 35 felt great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
true. You know, you just adjust to it. But what's funny to me is I was looking at a graphic on the TV. I had the TV on this morning early, and so they had a bar graphic. And today is, I think, 113. Tomorrow's 117.
Yeah.
But on the graph for tomorrow, underneath the temperature, it said excessive heat warning, you know, blinking like this. And I thought, well, it's 4 degrees warmer than today. So, I mean, really? At what point do we go? To me, once it's above 110, it's pretty warm out.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you go outside? Do you do you wear a hat? I mean, I've seen people carrying around umbrellas to block from the sun. I mean, do you do anything?
You just avoid the midday sun, don't you?
No, well, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not out digging ditches in the middle of the afternoon. That's a fact.
Your ditch digging days are over, Paul?
They're over now. Yeah, they really are.
Sure.
You know,
it was a tough period you went through.
Inside, I guess. You know, most people do. But I just drove through. I had a thing to do at noon today. And when that was over, I just drove through town because I stopped off at the Starbucks downtown to get a bite to eat. And it was packed. The town was packed. Misters are going. And some people were sitting outside. You know, what's funny is if you sit downtown in the afternoon, and particularly July is actually our hottest month. August is second hottest. But what's happening to Palm Springs, you know, you live in a resort, and you think of sort of the season when it's a resort. But it's year-round now here. And a big, big thing, you'll hear, if you're sitting outside downtown, you know, on a day like today, you'll hear groups coming by, and they're all speaking Italian, or they're all speaking German, or they're... and I know for Germans, it's a big deal to come to the heat. And in particular, the Germans, Doug, this is right up your alley. They like Death Valley. They go to, you know, Furnace Creek. It's a big thing for them for some reason.
Are you saying that Germans are a little crazy? Is that
they're
it?
A little strange. Yeah, I mean,
it's the whole losing World War II thing. There's still kind of been mourning
in history there where they had bad judgment. Yeah.
there were a few.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
What's better than one Germany? Five or six Germanies. That way no neighbors get beat up.
That's amen, yeah. Brother.
Yeah.
So, all right. So life goes on and you really,
yeah,
don't
really
have to make adjustments. You just,
I wonder what your AC bill is like in the summer. I mean,
is it expensive in the summer? Just keeping things cool?
Or do those solar panels cool everything off?
Solar panels is the way to go. That way, you know, you get a check back.
That's so nice.
I mean, they can pay themselves off fairly rapidly. You know, we get 350 days of sunshine a year. In fact, because I knew you were going to have me on, I looked that up.
Well, he did research. I'm super impressed. I thought you were taking a nap before the show, but you were doing research.
Well, Jordana, you know, if you've ever worked with Paul, you better, if you're going to talk weather with him, you better know your weather. By the way, those Doppler sneakers, Doug, that you have, those are the coolest things I've ever seen.
What size feet do you have, Paul?
You know, like an 11 and a half or 12.
11 and a half, 12.
Did you see that picture that I tweeted out of him forecasting today, Paul?
So I'm looking out the window. Yeah.
Christmas is coming. Don't judge me.
He's just a weirdo when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, we're judging.
Well, yeah. Hey.
You know, he would get, when Doug would bust a weather forecast, which seriously didn't happen all that often.
No, it doesn't.
He would get physically ill. Physically ill.
True?
I'm not joking.
Well, I knew what was coming. because if when you're wrong, I mean, you get a ton of crap.
Brutal.
I mean, people pile on, and and especially if it's a weekend or if it's a holiday weekend or the 4th of July, I mean, people don't forget that stuff. But, Paul, how are you doing? What are you up to? Are you doing any traveling, anything interesting going on that you want to share with your fans back home?
No, nothing that fantastic. Heading up to Seattle here shortly. Heading up into the North Cascades from there with a bunch of buddies.
Trying to escape the heat, no doubt.
Annual trip that we take all together and a bunch of guys I've known since we were freshmen in college.
So that's cool.
20 of us, so we do it every year, but we see a lot of each other throughout the year. So I'm actually looking forward to that. That's coming up. Other than that, not much.
Drop in and say hi to Walt and Tracy. They're actually going to make me a grandfather here February the 1st.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, looking forward to that. A little horrified, but thrilled.
Well, my youngest daughter just brought, looks like the first boyfriend we've ever met.
Oh.
She brought him over from L.A. last weekend.
So what do we think about him?
They're a real nice kid. Real nice kid.
He's not listening, so you can
tall.
Tell the truth.
She's 6 feet tall, and this kid's like 6'2", so that works out well. And
were you
a very pleasant kid, very polite, well-mannered. And oddly enough, he's been around since, I think Anna met him in the third grade, but they sort of went their separate ways. But they're reconnected recently, and he's a lovely young man.
Excellent.
Very cool. Yeah. So your blood has gotten thinner now that you're in the deserts. Have you noticed? And I know you're back in Minnesota from time to time, but do you feel the cold now more so than you did when you were living
here? Absolutely.
That's not
an
old wives' tale.
No, Doug, that's a great question. Recently, I was just up in Seattle, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't get warm. The only time I got warm, I was staying with a buddy and was in the shower. I mean, I'd stand in that shower for 40 minutes with it. You know, the steam on, and that was the only time I got warm. I'm not kidding. Yeah, it does. You know, it could be too the fact that I'm what now, 207 years old.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Right around there. But I don't know. So yeah, but yes, my answer is yes. At least that's been my experience.
Yeah. So your blood does thin out. So when your grandmother is in Florida and it's 82 degrees in her apartment, it's because she's got the thin blood. You can't really fault her.
Well, you know what? And I thought about this when Doug asked me to be on today with you, Jordana, and that is, I just looked the thermostat in it's a gray room, I guess they call it. It's not that gray. Let's call it the OK room. So the thermostat here in the OK room is. Set at 78.
Oh, that's warm. Yeah, that's warm.
And that's the AC.
Yeah, that's warm.
And to me, it's like I've been walking around chilly.
Oh boy. Okay, you've thinned out.
It's whatever you get used to.
Isn't that funny?
We should share probably, Paul, why you call me Doug.
Well, your real name's Doug.
Oh, that's it?
What, you forgot and I had to remind you?
No, I mean, listeners are out there going, what? Has Paul had a stroke or what's going on?
I never called him that.
Yeah.
Somebody make sure Doug goes home in an Uber or a Lyft. Okay?
No, right? I got to drive him.
Yeah,
I know.
They made me.
While you're going to the game, you can't. Just take him with you.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
I'll babysit him. Give him a couple
of
beers.
I answered to Paul and Doug in various obscenities.
Douglas Paul, I won't say your middle name is Paul.
Yeah, and when I first got into radio, they made me change it because people couldn't say my last name.
No, it's horrible.
But it's not horrible.
It's pretty bad.
Your last name sounds like a disease.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It does. He's right.
Oh, look at the time. I really wish this could go on.
These are facts. This is all true.
A disease.
Yeah. I'm so glad, though, to hear, Paul, that you have grown out of the fact that when you give a bad forecast, you're physically sick about it. Because, Paul, and this is to Majors, I mean, when he screws up on this show, which happens daily, he really doesn't care. He just blows it off.
That was pretty harsh.
He blows
it
off.
I care. But
you know, Jordana, I got to tell you, I knew that working with Doug was going to really work out well. I couldn't have had more fun with Doug, seriously.
He's
we had so much fun at work every day.
He's the best.
But I knew it was going to work well. It was about our fifth day on the air. And, you know, you get to know each other a little bit more each day during the, you know, off air.
Sure.
But it was about our fifth day or fourth or fifth day on air. It was like a 5 o'clock newscast. And as Doug finished up the weather, he said, well, as Mom Douglas says, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I looked at him and I said, is that old bag out of prison now?
It was it deer in the headlights? Did I have a snappy comeback, or was I?
You just started laughing really, really hard, and I thought, you know, this guy doesn't have a sense of humor. This is going to be fun to work with him.
So good. That's excellent.
Remember, I got scolded for that, though.
Did you?
I got scolded. Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
The assistant news director called me in and said, you know, maybe you want to lay off stuff like that. And I said, okay.
Calling his mom an old bag.
Gave me okay, and of course, I paid no attention to him. So.
That's right. You just nod and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, that's good.
Polly, thank you for making us laugh. We miss you. I miss you. And give my best to Kathy. And
I will indeed.
Don't be a stranger, my friend.
All right. Jordana, thanks for having me on. Doug, thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure.
Keep your cool, buddy.
Always fun.
All right. Take care.
It's always an adventure when we have Paul Majors on. You never know what we're going to hear.
Never know what story he's going to share.
He called your mother a criminally insane old bag.
Old bag, yeah. Well, he was close to the
mark. Glad to know he's doing well. But yes, things do thin out when you get down to those warm temps.
Absolutely. George, it's 5:48.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.